from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, Alameda County announcing a drop in homelessness overall, but one city is behind on that trend. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Alameda County just released a snapshot of its homelessness picture. Countywide, homelessness has dropped by 3%, with unsheltered homelessness decreasing from 11% from 2022. They also say there was a 19% increase in people accessing shelters, but in Alameda County's largest city, Oakland, the number of homeless people, that actually went up by 9% over the last 2 years. Still, that is less of the trend from 2015 to 2022, when Oakland averaged increases of 32% between counts. County leaders say they're encouraged by the progress, but they acknowledge much more work needs to be done. And San Francisco also in the spotlight for its homelessness crisis. And this morning, mayoral candidate Daniel Lurie announced his plan to tackle the issue.
As mayor, I will implement my plan called Home Run, which will end unsheltered homelessness within the city limits of San Francisco. In my first 6 months as mayor, we will create an additional 1,500 emergency shelter beds that will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We will commit to building enough dignified interim housing options to ensure no one needs to resort to, nor will they be allowed to, sleep on our streets.
And that home run strategy will focus on building more interim housing as opposed to just permanent housing, which Lurie says takes many years to permit and build, leaving more people out on the streets. Well, the family of the man who died in police custody in Antioch back in 2020 has settled with the city for $7.5 million. The Antioch Police Department faced a federal civil rights lawsuit accusing officers of excessive force after the death of 30-year-old Angelo Quinto. The lawsuit claimed he was forcibly restrained during a mental health emergency. We're expecting to get more details on the settlement later on this afternoon. Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price just spoke out after supervisors decided her recall election will happen in November. She said the November date is a win for democracy.
The people of this county have the right to elect a district attorney. They did that.
Yes.
We should not have to do it again.
That's right. That's right.
But we will. We will do it again.
Price won her seat with 53% of the vote back in 2022 on a platform of criminal justice reform. Supporters of the recall accuse her of being soft on crime and say keeping her in office longer than necessary will have a negative impact on crime rates. They're hoping to get the recall on the special election ballot, which would have cost the county an estimated $15 to $20 million. Well, pro-Palestinian protesters started removing their encampments at UC Berkeley. This was the scene this morning. And this is what the encampment looked like at the beginning of May when demonstrators set up to protest Israel's war in Gaza. All along, they've been demanding the university divest from any financial ties that could benefit Israel. Now the chancellor says they will have a review, but the university rejected a full divestment from Israel. So as protesters pack up, many say this is not the last we will hear from them. And across the bay, protesters at San Francisco State also reached an agreement with university officials. The Students for Gaza group says the university has committed to a divestment of weapons manufacturers and pinpoint future investments that violate human rights. And a different story at USF, where protesters are not showing any signs of clearing out. The university told them to leave by 3 p.m. yesterday without consequences. Instead, protesters held a rally. The university says they have no plans to forcibly remove those tents, but they say students who stay could be punished for violating the student code of conduct. Okay, first alert weather right now, cool and gray in some spots, sunny and warm in others. Meteorologist Jessica Birch with a look at our Wednesday conditions.
It's a warm day for some of us in our inland areas. We're getting up into the 80s today near Antioch, with upper 70s near Concord and Walnut Creek. But if you drive along the coastline today, it is cool and it is cloudy for us. 50s in the forecast near Half Moon Bay, 60s in San Francisco, 70s up in Wine Country, and more 70s for our friends who live down near San Jose, where wind gusts today all throughout the Bay Area can max off just around 15 to 20 miles per hour, with that onshore flow staying consistent into the evening hours tonight. Other than that, though, we have little day-to-day changes in the forecast for us, which is actually not that bad. really, as we head into the next couple days, we remain in the upper 70s in the forecast all throughout our inland areas. We'll cool down into the low 70s by Saturday and Sunday, and then we warm right back up with sunshine around the corner into early next week. But if you live closer to San Francisco, if you live closer to Oakland and just along the Bay shoreline, it's a little bit cooler. We're cranking down the heat just a little bit less. Now, as we head into this weekend, we'll continue to see 60s in the forecast for us, partly cloudy skies into early next week. So not nearly as much sunshine as we have for some of our inland areas kicking off next work week.
Well, taking a live look at Oracle Park right now, the Giants hoping to avoid getting swept by the Dodgers and finally get back in the win column. And despite the losses, fans at McCovey Cove feel like, well, they're winning on the water. The area has a reputation as a floating party where the goal is to catch a splash hit home run ball. And as Lauren Toms reports, they now have a new way to experience the game.
Every MLB season for 58 games, Mark the Shark Garrick paddles out to McCovey Cove and comes back empty-handed. But he says the two times he usually retrieves a splash hit are addictive.
For a minute, you don't really realize it. It's like, oh, I got the ball. And then about 2 seconds later, it's, holy crap, I just got a splash hit. Because there's only so many of them. And right now, we're sitting on 103. When 104 hits, you want to be a number. And the only way you become a number is to get a splash hit.
And it isn't just about chasing that goal. Mark says his time on the water has helped him conquer a history of anxiety and depression.
When I hop in that cove, I don't know if there was any worries today, it's gone for that 3-4 hours when I'm in the cove.
For 7 seasons, Mark has patiently listened to the radio, taking guidance on each left-handed batter. But thanks to an investment from the Giants that reportedly cost $100,000, he now has a 12-foot screen to watch from the water.
We're not used to it yet. It's like, I think, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, wow, this is so cool. At first, we're like, oh, this is different. Did it take the mystique away of not knowing, seeing it? We're all excited. At first, it was like, and then it was like, yeah, it changed real quick.
Another legendary kayaker is Dave Edlund, better known as McCovey Cove Dave. He says the new screen is taking the viewing experience into the modern era.
It's kind of like when I had a black and white TV at home and my dad bought a color TV in 1965. I couldn't live without it.
It's also expected to attract more kayakers, adding another layer of safety for fans on the hunt for a splash hit.
What's happening, we're seeing already, is the more casual fan that doesn't bring a radio, they're watching the TV, so it's kind of like an early warning system.
Both super fans are holding out hope for a big catch this series against the Dodgers. A splash hit from left-handed Japanese player and Dodger Shohei Ohtani.
We're all Giants fans. We want Ohtani's home run. If it goes out there, we have no control who hits the ball in the cove. But if Ohtani's ball goes in the cove, boy, we're going to want it.
Well, Lauren says the Giants are also reportedly investing in a ramp on Pier 48 to make it easier for kayakers to paddle their way into McCovey Cove.